GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Truth Told tip came yesterday that Troy Jackson, when speaking to union supporters in Bath, I believe on Saturday, had indicated to those gathered that he would make a formal announcement to run for governor today. And at 6:06 this morning came the news release. Another reply from Christine Kirby, who says that Troy's not available this morning, but let's set up something soon. Okay, here's the news release. Dateline Kittery. Former Senate President Troy Jackson announces a run for governor. Today, fifth-generation logger and former Senate President Troy Jackson of Allegash announced a run for Maine governor in the 2026 election. Interesting Dateline Kittery.
Yeah.
And he's from Allegash. Maybe
you
there's...
You can't get too far apart, can you?
And you can't get there from here. Quote, I've spent the last few months meeting Mainers in union halls, diners, school cafeterias, and town halls across the state who are tired of the status quo, put a pin in that, and feel under attack from billionaires, special interests, and their friends who control Washington. I got my start putting in 80-hour weeks in the woods of northern Maine, barely scraping by. So when the greedy landowners threatened to replace us if we didn't work harder for less pay, I had no choice but to stand up and fight back. Since then, I've never stopped fighting for the people who keep our state running, the loggers and farmers, teachers and nurses, fishermen and first responders, workers and small business owners who are getting left behind. Second paragraph, quote, too many Democrats have lost touch with working people or shown they're not up to the fight, all while Mainers struggle as prices rise, wages stagnate, and greedy corporations rake in record profits to buy off politicians. I know what it's like to punch a clock, live paycheck to paycheck, be treated like I didn't matter while some billionaire got rich off my back, and how to turn that feeling of powerlessness into action. I know I don't look like traditional candidates, and I probably won't be the chosen candidate of big money donors or the well-connected, and I'm okay with that because I know who I am. And what I'm fighting for, I'm running for governor to build Maine where working families get ahead, seniors can age with dignity, our environment is protected for future generations, our kids can afford to stay and build their own future here at home. Last paragraph, Troy is launching his campaign with a statewide tour from Kittery to Madawaska, meeting with union workers, Maine-based manufacturers, childcare providers, affordable housing developers, and OBGYN healthcare providers. And there is an ad that's launched today. And then there's a list of where Troy will be appearing over the next over the next 24 hours. So Troy Jackson, who has, as we were told, would and certainly has now officially announced a bid for the Blaine House in 2026.
Well, it's no big surprise. He's been talking about it since last March. He had a committee formed, or some kind of exploratory committee. We've talked to him a few times.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen a politician form a committee and then not?
I don't. Not off the top of my head.
I can't think of one. So that's
he's very pro-union, as you indicate. He's allied with has been allied with Bernie Sanders of Vermont. He has run before, as we know. He had the 6 years of heading the upper legislature, the upper chamber. He ran back in 2014 in a Democratic primary for the second congressional district. He was beaten by Emily Kane, but he's still got the fire in the belly, I guess, and he's going to go from one end of the state to the other. He'll be a formidable opponent, but there's going to be a lot. It's going to be a crowded field, and probably on both sides.
Well, I'm guessing that you have in front of you a list of those who have officially, not those who think they might, but those who have officially declared.
I haven't done that this morning, but I will. We know that we've got some people in there already, but more to come. on both sides.
Well, let's take a hard look at that list.
Yeah, go.
The one that comes to mind first is it Philip? And the very fact I cannot recall this person's full name fully exhibits. Well, no. Well, I guess now I'm going to recant my testimony. Let me hold back and see who is who's actually running, because I have a firmer list of Republicans who are running. Other than Angus King III and Shenna Bellows, I think those are the only two declareds.
Yeah, right. The reason I said it was going to be crowded is a lot of issues out there.
Yep. Well, you know what? If you're an iffy right now, you should be sitting back going, Angus King III. Not the Angus King, but boy, there's a lot of name recognition right there.
Sure.
Shenna Bellows. There's a lot of name recognition right there. Troy Jackson, there's a lot of name recognition right there. If you don't have name recognition, you might as well not form your exploratory committee.
And we're going to see, of course, Governor Mills is termed, so that's one of the reasons you're going to get a lot. Republicans have got...
Well, before we go to the Republicans, let's stay on the Democratic side and let's address the elephant in the room. And that's Hannah Pingree.
Well, I think that's...
Who has stepped away from her role and her, quote, exploring what's next. Okay? Hannah Pingree, former... Was she Senate President or was she Speaker? I want to say she was a House Speaker. I've got to double check. Forgive me for not knowing immediately. But for the last, you know, couple, two, three, 4 years, running Governor Mills' Office of Policy, Innovation, and the Future.
I think most people think she's in. Otherwise, why not?
Yeah, she was Speaker of the House. She wasn't. I thought she was Speaker of the House. These other people are writing to us. No, you're asking about Republicans that have declared. Okay, we're talking about the Democrats who have declared, because now we safely have three and quite possibly a fourth, because now you have Shenna Bellows, former state senator, former candidate for U.S. Senate, current Secretary of State, formerly with the MCLU in the state of Maine, declared. Angus King III, we talked with him last week. Son of Angus King, in the renewable energy field for natural gas, newcomer to politics, officially declared. And Troy Jackson formed the exploratory committee this weekend, told supporters he would do so, and now this morning, 6:06 a.m., announcing formally running for the Blaine House, and now Hannah Pingree. And again, you talk about name recognition. She's got it from her own work and the recognition of her mother's work in the 1st Congressional District. If you're Jared Golden now.
Well, which way is he going?
Right now, I think if you're Jared Golden, you're staying where you are. Ultimately, you're doing whatever Bobby tells you to do. But if you're Jared Golden, I think you're staying right where you are. And by the way, we'll talk with Matt Dunlap tomorrow morning during the Newsmakers Hour on GHRT. I just wanted to exhaust the Democrat side before you went to the Republicans, and I apologize, my friend.
No, that's fine. I just haven't paid a lot of attention. There's a lot of Republicans I'm wondering about that haven't announced yet. And I'm not campaigning for anybody, but I keep wondering what Ken Fredette's going to do.
He knows where the economic bones are buried.
It seems to me that he would be a solid candidate if he decided. Because I think, remember, Maine has rarely gone Democrat, and then another Democrat, or Republican, then another Republican. If you read history, it could be, the Republican year, or 26 would be.
A lot of people are writing to us, and they think it's the year of Bobby Charles.
Well, he's another one. But I think he's a very smart guy. We've had him on, very educated, experienced.
And well-spoken.
Well-spoken, but not as well-known, even though he's often running. Certainly got to be considered.
Any other Republicans formally announced? Well, there's the fellow that's... And again, name recognition. Had him on a couple of times. He was actually the first main Republican to officially declare. And I got to look back to find his name. Robert Wessels.
Yes,
former selectman from Paris.
I know the name.
Okay, so as far as I I don't know if you were with us, George, when he was on the first time. Paris, Maine. And we haven't talked to this. Stephen Shepard, I don't know too much about Stephen Shepard. Stephen Shepard has never reached out to us to talk with us. Whereas the two Republicans who have officially declared, Bobby Charles and Robert Wessels, have reached out to us. And as for the others, I don't know. I gotta wonder where Garrett is.
Garrett Mason.
I gotta wonder where Owen is.
Yeah.
I gotta wonder where some of them might be looking and seeing that the others who are potentials.
It will be crowded.
Well, what's your idea of crowded? Remember how many years ago when we had 8 or 9 on the Republican side?
I don't know if we're going to have that many, but
it was the year that
I would think 4 maybe.
It was the year that Otten ran as well.
Yeah, Les Otten.
And you remember Les Otten's commercials that looked more like he was running for governor than the primary, and kind of like left some people, bewildered, and ultimately didn't get the nomination. But the political headline of the morning is that Tory Jackson had formed the exploratory committee, and now officially declared. So that puts Bellows, Angus King III, and Jackson as official. Wondering what Hannah Pingree is officially going to do. While on the Republican side, Shepard, I know a lot of people are going, who? Along with Bobby Charles and with Wessels. And we'll see what happens toward the end of the week. Could be something coming as early as this Thursday or Friday. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.